Every day, it seems there is more news of AI, artificial intelligence, both its power in problem solving, in medical advances, and its peril, taking over jobs, writing scripts for journalists, creating deepfakes, or helping college students slide by in school. Well, today, we take a moment to get the broadest big picture view. What does it mean to have a machine that learns more, learns faster than humans might? What might the implications be? And for that, we have the man who wrote the book on the rise of human beings in history. The book is called Sapiens, and the author, historian Yuval Noah Harari joins us to talk about AI and machines that learn. Yuval Harari, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
In the beginning was the Word. You took those words from the Bible, from the Gospel of John, in a recent article to make a key point about words and language. And just to understand how you understand humans and history, how is language at the center?
Because humans rule the world, not thanks to our individual genius. On the individual level, we are not much better than chimpanzees or elephants or many other animals. What makes us special is the ability to cooperate flexibly in very, very large numbers, in millions and billions, which chimpanzees can't. And every large-scale human cooperation is based on stories, on telling stories. This is obvious in the case of religions, but it's the same even with economic structures, because, you know, money exists really only in our imagination. So we go to the store, we give a worthless piece of paper, and we get a banana in exchange. This is the basis for all economic structures. And what happens when suddenly you have a technology, a machine, that can potentially tell stories about religion or about finance even better than humans can? That's the new question we now face in the 21st century.
I want to play a very primitive pop culture example of a deep fake video of the actor Morgan Freeman created by artificial intelligence. Let's listen.
I am not Morgan Freeman. And what you see is not real. What if I were to tell you that I am not even a human being? Would you believe me?
And this, of course, is a pop culture kind of throwaway example. How could this turn very concerning in your view?
First of all, we need to understand what is so special about AI. Because we hear a lot of people say, yes, AI, it's a new technology, but we've been here before. Every time there is a new technology, like the radio or the printing press, people get freaked out, and in the end, it's okay. But AI is not just another new technology. It's different from every previous invention. It's the first tool that can make decisions by itself. A radio couldn't decide by itself what to broadcast. You always needed a human to decide what to broadcast. And secondly, AI is the first technology in history that can create completely new ideas by itself. The printing press could print our ideas, but it couldn't create a new idea. AI can create new ideas in fields ranging from art to religion, to finance, to politics. And this will fundamentally change the game of democracy and of every other human social network.
Already we have deepfakes of, say, Hillary Clinton saying she's a fan of Ron DeSantis, President Biden slamming a transgender person. These are obviously fake news anchors with pro-China news stories. How could this play out in 2024, 2028?
What happens if the public sphere gets filled with entities which are not human beings? And, you know, it's possible to create not millions, but billions of these entities. These seeming people could actually be bots. Today, or at least, say, last year, we knew that there are lots of bots, but what the bots did was simply push content created by some human. Now imagine that they are also able to create completely new content and also to have a conversation with you. Every day you exchange views and photos and whatever, and they can get to know you very well and thereby even create intimate relationships with you which is the easiest way to sway your political views or your commercial views or whatever. You know, in the previous decade, in the 2010s, we had this big battle over human attention on social media, online. Human attention became the most sought after commodity. Now in the 2020s with AI, the battlefront is shifting from attention to intimacy. Because if you really want to change people's view about some politician or policy or whatever, forming intimate relationship with them is the easiest way to do it. We never had the technology to fake people. Now we have it. And unless we regulate it very strictly and carefully, if we allow the public sphere to be flooded by millions and even billions of fake people, this will destroy social trust, will destroy the public conversation, and will thereby destroy democracy.
Stepping back even further, I mean, having written about the rise of humans in history, you now warn of a fall of human-dominated history. This is much bigger than politics. What do you mean here?
Until today, every tool we invented made us more powerful because the decision how to use the tool remained in our hands. We invented the nuclear bomb. The decision how to use the bomb or how to use nuclear energy remained in human hands. Now, AI is the first tool that takes power away from us because it can make decisions by itself. It can also make decisions about us. Increasingly, when we apply to a bank to get a loan, it's an algorithm deciding whether to give us a loan or not. In court, algorithms are increasingly influencing maybe the punishment that the court gives us. So power is shifting away from human beings to AI, and this is just the first tiny baby steps of the AI revolution.
As far as technology passing off as fake humans, should that be illegal?
Absolutely. Just as we ban fake money, we should ban fake humans. Again, if the AI identifies as an AI, there is no problem. Let's say you connect with an AI doctor in order to get medical advice, that can be extremely helpful and beneficial in some cases. But you need to know that you are talking to an AI and not to a human being. AI that doesn't identify as AI, this is faking humans, basically. And this should be banned very, very strictly, the same way we ban faking money. Some people say that it harms freedom of speech, but this is nonsense. Because bots don't have freedom of speech. Only humans have them.
You and others suggest a kind of FDA, Food and Drug Administration, approach for these artificial intelligence products to not just allow them to be thrown out in the world. Can you explain what you mean?
Yeah, you know, the same way that somebody produces a new medicine, a new drug, they can't just start selling it to the public without going through a process of making sure that it is safe, that it's not harmful in some way. It should be the same with AI. Okay, somebody created a new powerful AI tool. Before you deploy it into the public sphere with potentially very far-reaching consequences for individuals and also for society, it needs to go through some safety checks. This should be very, very, this is just common sense.
Is that realistic? I'm just thinking, once it's out there, it's kind of out there. It's pretty hard to seal it off from bad people using them.
We still do our best, even though chemical weapons are out there. You don't sell them in every convenience store. There are very strict regulations against it, and for a good reason. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's difficult sometimes to regulate doesn't mean we don't do it.
Is that money on this safety being invested?
You can have a regulation that 20%, let's say, of every new investment in AI must go to safety. The same way car manufacturers, they know that if Ford or General Motors are creating a new model, they know that a certain percentage of their investment must go to safety, otherwise they will not be able to sell the car. It should be the same with AI. that it should be very clear, if you don't invest in safety, your product just can't go public.
What about the people who are optimistic about things that AI can already do in medicine, scour medical scans and data to diagnose cancer, to do precision surgery better than humans can, to detect bank fraud, to summarize my 10,000 emails in my box? You know, where do those optimistic examples fit in?
I mean, if there was no positive potential, nobody would do it. There is enormous positive potential for AI, but we need to be careful and to make sure that the technology is used for good. You know, there can be 1,000 beneficial uses for AI, but if in the process it destroys, for instance, democracy, then this is not such a good bargain.
Yuval Noah Harari is historian, philosopher, and author of Sapiens, talking to us about artificial intelligence. Thank you so much for the time. Great pleasure.
Thank you.